Please stand on the retinal scan imaging security pad. Eyes forward, please. RSI security scan in progress. Don't move. Retinal scan imaging for access. RSI system engaged. Scanning.
wrong. You hear it in the news reports of panic in Hong Kong. Santa's laughter mobs before you've known it all along. Santa's laughter mobs before they just don't have the clout to make a difference in the way society's turned out. Share out all the money in the world, we've soon run out. Oh, Santa's laughter mobs before.
We'll talk to you later, Santa.
Right now, it's 3 years. Hence.
Well, we'll find out in just a moment. It's another little Puzzling Evidence show. Oh! Yep, it's Puzzling Evidence once again. Damn, it's 3:10, actually. Thanks to DJ Solo for a fantastic 3 hours of movement. And now, settle down into the, well, into the new year. Talk about a few things. A few excitements. Light up as only KPFA can. Here 94.1, 89.3, 88.1, KMCF
and Fresno, KPFA.org. Stay tuned. Praise Bob.
Okay.
What do you think about this, Matt? I mean, smoking cigars in reality. Do you think
smoking cigars like in reality
an existential form of existence beyond that which we know?
A normal time real manifestation.
Normal time?
It's like helioptics in a space-time warp when you're surfing through the black hole of time.
When it's
and
like
you come apart against a hard, cold, spike reality of...
But, you know, that's when I know I've got a cold stone groove, man.
I'm hip, you know? That's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. Like
a beautiful thing.
Like nothing else. Like orgasm.
Close. You know, when I'm hanging ten with my beach bunny, and she says, and we're in...
She says, honey, when you're hanging ten with me, and your toes are hanging over the edge of that board, it's just like orgasm.
It's like
orgasm. Spasm of orgasm.
It's when like I see those toenails clutching the end of that board, man, and we're shooting that tube, it's like infinity squared.
It's like infinity squared squirt.
That's right. It makes it feel like a stone click daddy.
Like a dog. Looking like a dog howling in that.
The swinging love corpses,
you know,
dear friends.
I was walking down the beach. Trying to get to my Woody. Well, I had my sudden cold and my buds was gold. I was going to get high and get real drunk. Lay in the sand. My beach buddy. My beach buddy. I took the side of my eye. I saw the ultimate wave. The super wave. It was the most stoked out stud wave in all reality. 900 feet tall. And on the back side of reality too, I saw a black hole right in the middle of it. A vortex.
I'm ready to shoot through that black hole. Have my molecules rearranged.
I'm gonna hang five as I shoot through the black hole of the vortex of the super wave. The most god awful wave of reality.
Backside of reality. the front side and the left and the right side. I was tubing. I was fixing to cut out. And then, I'm trying. Whatchamacallit just opened up right out of the sea. Big old island and started sucking me down. It's like a vortex funnel sucking me down to the bottom of the ocean. I'm getting sucked down. But you know, as much as I hate to admit it, it felt pretty good. It felt pretty good getting sucked down in that vortex wave all the way down to the bottom of the ocean. But God, I hate to admit it. It felt pretty good.
Put it all down on the backside of the building. I'm out of town. I'm out the way. I'm stoking on my fine thing.
Turn around. Don't you think you're going to be able to live? No. Because you are all ours. We're not done with you. Deep inside. Deep inside. Deep inside.
Snowy New Year's Eve. A poor little girl was wandering in the dark, cold streets, and she was bareheaded and barefooted. She certainly had had slippers on when she left home, for they were not much good, for they were so huge. They had last been worn by her mother, and they fell off the poor little girl's feet when she was running across the street to avoid two carriages that were rolling rapidly by. So the poor little girl had to go on with her little bare feet, which were red and blue in the cold. She carried a quantity of matches in her old apron and held a packet of them in her hand. Nobody had bought any of her during all the long day. Nobody had even given her a copper. The poor little creature was hungry, perishing with cold, and she looked the picture of misery. The snowflakes fell upon her long yellow hair, which curled so prettily round her face, but she paid no attention to that. Lights were shining from every window, and there was a most delicious odor of roast goose in the streets, for it was New Year's Eve. She couldn't forget that. She found a corner where one house projected a little beyond the next one, and here she crouched, drawing up her feet under her, but she was colder than ever. She didn't dare go home. She had not sold any matches and had not earned a single penny. Her father would beat her. Besides, it was almost as cold at home as it was here. They only had the roof over them, and the wind whistled through it, though they stuffed up the biggest cracks with rags and straw. Her little hands were almost dead with cold. Oh, one little match would do some good. Dared she pull one out of the bundle and strike it on the wall to warm her fingers? She pulled one out. Whee! How it sputtered, how it blazed. It burned with a bright, clear flame, just like a little candle when she held her hands round it. It was a very curious candle, too. The little girl fancied that she was sitting in front of a big stove with polished brass feet and handles. There was a splendid fire blazing in it and warming her so beautifully, but
coming up for 1987 coming. coming. Oh, no. Better get ready. In 1987, in December, California's going to shake. Oh, no, I think the land is just rebelling from all this junk we've been putting down in our earth. When I look around, I see South America just shaking and grumbling all about. Mount Helen's gonna really view her top. She's gonna blow it.
My first show of 1994, and whoop, there went Southern California. Oh, let's see what's left after this. Oh, I'm that sloshing bucket of sin, the Reverend Susie the Floozy, your polymorphously perverse prayer partner here at WREK Atlanta. Oh, tonight we've pulled out all the stops here at the Funhouse because we're playing host to that suave sonic wave stylist from the left coast, Mr. Puzzle Cousins.
Tweet, tweet.
Oh, such a good spread, too.
All better now. Here on the... Where am I? Oh, thank you. Oh, okay. Oh, there we go. Uh-huh. Just checking.
Oh.
It's the new year.
Oh, if you want another one.
Hour and 20 minutes. Oh, into it. And I hope you've started on your partying. I hope you can't get up and turn off the radio.
It's not even New Year and you haven't doxed one, so...
No.
You're the first wave of the celebration.
Where America's Day begins. Here in WREK Atlanta.
Well, belly up to the groaning board, boys, because we got a punch bowl full of beer with big old scoops of lime sherbet floating in it.
You think we're kidding.
Kennedy brain pate on little Melba toast foods.
You can see the limousine moving down Elm Street now.
And a bowl of Malaysian leopard flakes. Ah, just the way it gets up. Oh, so dig in, seekers. Welcome to the first episode of Bob's Slapdown Funhouse for 1995. The year that sounds like the price on a blue light special bargain. Oh, that's right.
A little bit of Stella Shania and cranberry juice. You're welcome in the new year. It's hard to keep these glasses from breaking.
Oh, that's right. The drooling New Year's baby is upon us with a reeking full diet we're already. And whether we
want
like
all this stuff from breaking an earthquake.
Ticked off another one, and our asses have been taxing one plane closer to that ultimate takeoff.
Who is it? There are all these people outside the station shooting in the windows.
Oh,
I guess it's just part of the celebration here in Atlanta. What a party. You guys really know how to bring in the new year.
Oh, new start. Ah! We have a that dossier on you is 1 year thicker, bucko. Just think that permanent record ain't gonna feed on you wherever you go.
That's right.
Even if it is only 3.5 years, so extra, you got a lot to put on. But I'm gonna make a new beginning anyway. My closet here at the funhouse needs cleaning out. And there's no telling what's left over here from this past year. Look at this one. You know what they say? Sound mind, loud clothes.
Really? Just relax and then the sun lamp here. WREK's little spa on the roof.
And emporiums of pleasure, exploding from dusk to dawn with the way-out craze of the topless. Publications such as Life, Playboy, and Esquire have documented the topless, the phrase and the craze that is changing the mood and the mores of people everywhere. With movement, way-out wild movement. Hair, go-go girls, in and out of their environment, will be revealed to you in scenes that can only be summarized as a swinging tribute to unrestrained female anatomy. Fantastic women, fantastic dances, featuring the world's loveliest buxotics. Yes, for the very first time, you will hear actual on-the-spot recorded tapes consisting of sensitive comments and opinions by the very topless dancers wildly gyrating before your eyes. Pearls of wisdom based upon guarded personal experiences, all played against a backdrop of tempestuous, soul-stirring rock and roll music.
I'm a hog for you, baby. I can't get enough of your love. Well, I'm a hog for you, baby. I can't get enough of your love. When I go to sleep at night, you're the only one I can love. One little piggy ate a pizza. One piggy ate potato chips. But this little piggy's coming over your house. You're gonna nibble on your sweet lips. Cause I'm a hog for you, baby. Can't get enough of your love. Oh, when I go to sleep at night, you're the only one I'm dreaming of. Play guitar now.
is the subgenius part anyway of the show? I mean, really? No, now really, what do you have that's subgenius?
What would you do funny at 3:30 in the morning on the first morning kind of music of the new year?
It's the new year, by the way. It's 1:30 in the morning here, which
it's
means 3:31
that in California, means that in California, where I'm at,
it's only 10:30.
It's only 3:30
down at my station, KPFA, in Berkeley, California.
My station, KPFA.
We haven't even hit the new year yet.
Nope.
Reverend Hal sitting there alone,
talking on the show
in the refrigerator, all by himself, no batteries, no blank tape.
If you're listening on the bus, please call at 848-4425.
Because he can't get to Dino
in the 510 area code. If you are listening
Dino Danelli
on the east
Dino Martin
side of the Rockies, it's 848-4425 in the 510 area code. And if you're listening to us on the west side of the Rockies, it's 848-4425. In New Mexico, though, it's 510-848-4425. Here we go.
And no problems.
And
nowhere
here
to go.
You're on the show.
And no way to get out of the building. I don't want to.
And we'll see
there
if we can wake up. But as people drive off and look for food after hours of dancing.
Well, this makes me feel like something might happen.
You can never tell what's going to happen here at the fun house.
Yeah. It's Susie the Floozy.
Oh, I hope we're all good.
Co-broadcasting on WREK in Atlanta, Georgia.
Just relax now. Because you had your New Year, and you should be just barely conscious. The vodka sinks in, or whatever your inebriated substance is. All right, yeah, I got it. We're good. We've got it. We're still
oh, there's
it.
My ride.
Yeah. Oh, there it goes. Wow.
Book them down.
The Army personnel carrier, carrying Susie the Floozy on top, is proceeding down the street now.
It's good for your hair to be tied to a fender and driven around the downtown area.
I've got a drinking problem right now. it's better.
Oh, isn't it nice having another year to screw up
fresh? And another station to use.
Mm-hmm. Or ab use.
Oh!
Use
that
abs.
Should take care of the front door. WREK, yes? It's a Christian station, as far as I can tell. Yeah, it is over. That's my favorite part. And I just want to tell you that in July, you'll hear all the doctors again on the show.
That's right. That was right.
It's going to be a wild show. Once a year in July,
once.
You get the full benefit. All the doctors. Some of the doctors you just heard. And more. Here I load up here.
Doctors are definitely in.
Yeah, and we're operating here. But we have to figure out every single mystery before we go off the air. What time do we go off the air?
Oh, it's anybody's guess.
That's the fun part.
The inmates have taken over the asylum here.
Because once we go off the air, you're left sitting there listening to white noise. And I know you'll listen.
Mm. They won't only listen, they'll sit and watch that radio like something's going to happen.
Do we broadcast on Channel X like we do on the West Coast?
Channel Triple X.
You can watch our radio show on video there from KPFA, KPFK.
And pick it up on your fillings.
That's right. And you're listening right now. In fact, as we speak, Reverend Hal is speaking with us. And you can't hear him here.
But there's a very...
Hey pal, feeling blue, don't know what to do. Hey pal, I mean you, yeah, come here and kill a president. No job, cupboard bare.
This is from Stephen Sondheim's Assassins.
Hey pal,
an amazing,
don't despair. You want
this is the off-Broadway version, which is a bit different from the Broadway version, in which they sort of,
some guys think they can't
say,
they
ironed what they ironed out what they thought were the creases, which actually took all the spirit out of it. Controversial, funny, entertaining.
How much? $4.50.
Ivor Johnson, 32, rubber handles, owl stamp.
All right, give me.
Hey, kid, failed your test. Dream girl, unimpressed. Show her you're the best. If you can shoot a president, you can get the prize with the big blue eyes. Skinny little thighs and those big blue eyes. Everybody's got the right to be happy. Don't stay mad, life's not as bad as it seems.
Bob?
this recording? Everything going fine?
It should be, but I don't think it is.
Yeah, I think we're. I think we might still be.
You're still on.
Audit.
I'm hearing you. The listeners hear you too.
So how do we do this?
Please be patient as we work through a brief technical difficulty. It's a skit about people trapped, and they're trapped in radio show. And
it's the first day of the year, so things are a little bit different. Everybody's a little bit confused. It's quite a
soon there will be an escape. There will be an escape.
Have become confused. By
zombie
what
hair.
Might happen.
Well, you know, we got clearance to hair. Stay on here Golden any longer, so why don't we
what?
Stay on until somebody shows up.
Go ahead. Yeah, yeah.
I gotta go out and meet my ride.
Yes, and that's your ride right now. Say, Byron, spin us some more music. So that
all right, we will be working with these technical difficulties right at the moment.
Yes, of course you will be.
I'll be right back.
You're down by every syllable, Shiata.
The water, the
sound. By right, you should be taken out and hung, what?
The various things
that are going on. The cold-blooded murder of the English tongue. Heavens, what a sound. This is what the British population
high New Year's revelers, I see you walking by.
Calls an elementary education.
I'm sorry that you picked a poor example.
Hear them down in Soho Square, dropping H's everywhere, speaking English any way they like. Hey, you, sir, did you go to school?
What do you take me for, a fool?
But no one taught him take instead of tyke. Hear a Yorkshireman, or worse, hear a Cornishman converse. I'd rather hear a choir singing flat. Chickens cackling in a barn, just like this one.
Gone.
I ask you, sir, what sort of word is that? It's ow and gone that keep her in her place. Not her wretched clothes and dirty face. Why can't the English teach their children how to speak? This verbal class distinction by now should be antique. If you spoke as she does, sir, instead of the way you do, why, you might be selling flowers too.
Beg your pardon?
An Englishman's way of speaking absolutely classifies him. The moment he talks, he makes some other Englishman despise him. One common language I'm afraid we'll never get. Oh, why can't the English learn to set a good example to people whose English is painful to your ears? The Scotch and the Irish leave you close to tears. There even are places where English completely disappears.
What about here?
In America, they haven't used it for years.
It's the new year. Gotta kill the old year. Bring in the new year.
Real.
It's real.
Not real.
What? It's not real.
It's synthetic.
Wait,
it's not even close.
What?
I don't See? Understand.
Oh.
What?
No, tell me.
Agnes, listen to me. It doesn't know where Lloyd is. It doesn't know anything. It only knows what they program it to say. Okay? No, shut up! They can't wait for me to come outside. They've come to collect me. The experiment is over. They've come to pick up their Petri dish, and they sent a machine to do it. Agnes, it is a fucking machine. You can see for yourself. They're sending a machine.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
prejudice or planetary wealth. But your view is just too fragile to stand up all by itself. Well, put it in a song, inform the populace by stealth.
Thank you. really pump. Too bad that most of us callers weren't listening to the show.
Meridium from the Paris meridium, which is 2.2 degrees, and we're concentrating on the number 33.33 to establish 2012 based on the Paris meridium. Now, which one would you think would be right? You see, if they can get you out of time sync, if they can take you out of knowing the times and the seasons, they've got your soul. Satan has enslaved you by changing times and laws, and basically the 33.33 degrees north from the equator to Mount Hermon, the longitude of the Earth based on the Paris meridian, seems to have been regarded as increasingly sensitive due to the wilder dissemination of knowledge during the Industrial Revolution and needed to be obstructed.
Last call for all attacks. your organic light-emitting diode display is all encapsulated within the ultra-small super-ego contact lens. The nano camera features a curved surface that captures photons at a spherical angle, recording at a resolution of 75 megapixels. Information captured through the nano camera goes straight through to the super-ego chip. This microscopic processor runs at speeds of 1.33 terahertz. Sounds processed through the audio input while network data are received and transmitted through the integrated antenna. The enhanced information is then transmitted to the internal organic light-emitting diode display that projects directly into your eye. Power is generated from the genetic energy layer at a mitochondrial layer, containing millions of energy-producing mitochondria. The electron transport system continually produces ATP, which releases energy to the main circuits, providing the whole system with power. The main operating system on board is HyperBrain. With continuous access to the secret network, you are connected to the global position of the transport system, to the human recognition database of your concentration of the number 33.33. Parallel programming is
established 2012 based on the Paris Meridian. Now, torment in this bank would be right. You see, if they can get you out of time frame, if they can take you out of knowing the times and the seasons, they've got your soul. Satan has enslaved you by changing times and laws, and basically the 33.33 degrees north from the equator to Mount Hermon, the longitude of the Earth base on the Paris Meridian, seems to have been regarded as increasingly sensitive due to the wilder dissemination of knowledge. During the Industrial Revolution, and needed to be obstructed.
I don't really understand.
They changed the meridian from the Paris meridian, which is 2.2 degrees, and we're concentrating on the number 33.33,
Listen, if you want to know what is going on.
Well.
All right, and we will be talking about anything from Pico to Pop Tarts, whatever you want to do. Somebody gone chewing water, whatever is up. Somebody asked me one time, what is chewing water? I'm like, you know, it's ice, as we used to call it, but it's the same difference. And it's better than cold coffee, I'll tell you that. Okay, let's take a chance and see what's going on. Hello, who's this?
Join us in a glass of pee.
I see. I didn't think three-year-old kids would be up this late. I don't know. There's gotta be a way.
They won't take me
down. And put them together and jump, turn it over to them. They can handle it. Can't do anything to children anyhow, so it probably wouldn't do any good. Eventually we'll be on them. We'll have this thing set up so that the little kids like that can play around. All these tough big boys with the little kid brains.
Another brain and it'd be a half-wit.
But if
hello there.
Wanna
talk about the 49ers? Hi, I'm Gene Stapleton, a PTA member.
Hello there, PTA member.
Wanna talk about the PTA or football?
I'm conserving our natural resource.
Oh, I see. Okay. I thought you had whispers still in bed at this time of day.
But you can't figure that one out.
Whoa, well, they got the kicks out of that now.
Another brain and it'd be a half.
with. Hello there.
This is Peter Schofield speaking.
Another one of those idiots. How do we allow them to be on the air this long? You know, does that make you feel good, fella? You feel real happy now. You cheating up.
This is Peter Schofield.
I wonder what's up. I wonder if their parents know that they do these things. Or maybe they don't have parents. Maybe they were hatched rather than born.
I think that's it.
As I said before, give them another brain and they'd be a half-wit.
What do you expect?
Two cigarettes in an ashtray. I watched her take him from me, and his love is no longer my own. Now they are gone, and I sit alone and watch one
KBFA Berkeley, 89.3 KBFB in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno. Beautiful Chico has KZFR 90.1 right now until and online at KBFA.org if you're listening around the world. This is slightly confusing New Year's Eve. I was playing some Ivan Stang radio there from the, what they call the Midwest, but it was actually the Mideast of the U.S. And, it had those things that shouldn't be here on there. Seems they've slipped through a place that they usually don't. But we're on the air here, and we're watching the bus fly down the highway toward the Pinnacles. That's where Dr. Hal and K-Rock and Chicken John and hopefully a whole bunch of folks. Should be fun. If you're there, you're there. If you're not, you're here at 848-445 and 5 generic codes on KPFA.
Yeah.
dream in which I followed the show, so I figured, sure, call the show.
What kind of strange dream would that be?
Oh, the details aren't either funny or invigorating in any way.
That's true. It's a new year for Bob and all those people.
This is better than a New Year's with Bob. A New Year's with Bob would be dangerous, for one thing.
Yeah, it'd be really strange because the guy's dead.
A lot of people find that. I don't know if I'd want to be a Bob. I'm the only caller who has lines tonight, and all my lines are done.
That's true for a lot of people here in the Bay Area. I'm sure, and all across Northern Central California.
Sure,
but there's always more, if that's what your liking is.
True for every American. All of our lines are... We have... We're lost. We don't know where we are in this script.
Well, it's always interesting at the end of Empire because it's a disconcerting time. And I was thinking about that just today because this country is just about the best dream there is in the world right now. But we are being rapidly enveloped by the biggest dream there is. So it'll be an interesting time. And we will just have to get used to our newfound position and pleasures.
Well, it's like I've been thinking for several years now. Well, there are other countries, you know.
Well, everybody gets a time at bat. If you look at, I love history, and if you look at it in kind of like a baseball game style, or you know, cricket or whatever, everybody gets their time at bat.
Hi,
everybody,
Mother. You're late.
Everybody gets to be at home base, hit a home run or not, and then the entire game moves, and somebody else takes over. And I think that's where we're watching right now. So, you know, a while back, it was centered in Europe, and then we had the ball for a while, and now we've done a pass. I don't know, we're up against a, not an opponent exactly, but certainly interesting positioning of the teams. And we're up against a huge mass. Everybody is. This is going to be a big challenge in the new world as the Chinese gain great strength and take over most of the world for a while. And it'll be fun. I love it. I love all this dynamicism. I wish I could be around for 100 years, see where it goes.
There was a Borges short story where a friend of Borges was complaining to him that he was just waiting for America to just be the empire it wanted to be. This must have been the 70s, so he didn't have long to wait.
Yep. It may, you know, and we may be completely wrong, but it seems to be shaping up that way for now.
Well, we probably had our big moment sometime in the last decade. Well, I think we answered the big question wrong. Had a big oops moment. We shouldn't have reacted that way.
And now we can go see the Transformers in IMAX.
Yes, and that's another big historical thing. In 50 years, we will look back and we will say, oh, that's interesting. Hollywood had all those resources, and we did what with them?
Yep. Oh, well, by then, you'll go to a movie, and it'll be like an experience. So you'll have to choose the movie very carefully, because you'll be in every fight scene or love scene. And maybe you won't go to the movie at all. Maybe you'll just stay home, pay for a subscription, get dosed up on entertainment or something. I don't know.
I like the idea of choosing the movie we're going to go to as a means of choosing our own death. How would you like to go out?
Sure. And then you can test some. You can go to little short stories that just let you see, compare different versions.
Wow, short film festival as a means of death. I don't know. I'd prefer a feature. At least I'd be the star of it for enough time to generate nice characters.
Uh-oh, I gotta take care of something.
Today, I have called for some of the gang.
I had some Mary Stuart.
Mom is having a party this Saturday night. No, I'm afraid not, Marion. There's too much work and worry and money.
You're talking about the 666 system.
Oh, Marion has
a lot of classic lines, like how close are we to the single number in the single car, which will subsequently get laser etched on people's bodies.
Sounds like a lot of fun. You haven't seen much of Bob lately, have you?
Mainly, that's the best.
Great pal.
You've heard that.
I know. I seem to have gotten out of touch with
Bob.
It seems to me they were always the ones who didn't seem quite to fit in with the others.
Mother, may I be excused? I have some homework to do.
Yes.
She ought to know how to talk to
Bob.
It does seem that Marion's left out of the gang more and more lately.
Page 412.
She's just a child.
Maybe it'd do her some good to have a little party. Nothing elaborate.
Now, why are you getting so excited all of a sudden?
Well, I'll tell you, Evelyn.
Bob?
Don't get me wrong. Marion's a wonderful kid. I think she studies too much.
What's got into you, Mal?
Some people don't appreciate you until they get to know you. I can remember kids like that. I just want...
Bob?
I suppose what you mean is...
No, Evelyn, that isn't what I mean at all.
Bob?
You always seem to be snaring and giggling at me.
Evelyn, I didn't mean to upset you like this. I know...
Bob?
And I understand you.
Bob?
And I like...
Bob?
But, well, you know you are shy. Back in school.
I suppose you're right, Malcolm. To tell you the truth, I'm scared to have
Bob
over here. I never knew how to act or what to say. It's different with boys. Give them a piece. It's all the same to them. The most successful people aren't always the most popular kids. Remember
Bob?
Back in the days at school? He was always on the fringe, where you say Marion is. But he's the most popular and successful man.
Yes, I remember. But somewhere along the line,
Bob
learned to get along with other people, or he wouldn't be the community leader he is today.
Maybe I could arrange a little party for her. But I'll need your help. I think I will have some more coffee.
Well, now all we have to worry about is whether
Bob
is going to call or not.
Tight-ass blue noses on the Federal Culture Control, the dangerous effects of this degenerate music. My name is Admiral Balsley of the J-Men. I'm turning it up, so hold on to your pants. Watch that flask of my mother's milk as I slowly increase the volume. This so-called music could turn our brains, like this milk, to cheese.
Morning, Los Angeles. This is the sound of KRAP, middle of the road music of robots radio. And to get us off this morning, we're going to listen to the soft, safe sounds of Mr. Prissy Fay and his orchestra.
Hello, LA, and make way, because this am the lightning bug, your pirate DJ. Control of rock and roll! Get it, man!
What is this place?
You're in the secret broadcast cave, Commissioner. The big boss will be here soon, so keep your shite on you.
Swell mask, boss.
What mask? Well, if it isn't the head of the Federal Culture Control, Yank Smellfinger. Assholes like you have kept this country in a cultural trade deficit.
From PR News in Washington, I'm strained since the Archbishop's unprecedented invitation for homosexual sex at the hotel's courtyard when he snuck out for a secret rendezvous with his sex mistress in South America. Pope Benedict XVI is homosexual for the first time since the Roman Catholic Church invited Anglicans to vote on whether to allow PR reports to move forward.
For Senator Reid, it's been a week of denying coverage to those with pre-existing PR News.
Like me. President Obama's angry about PR News and homosexuals. Tonight, the U.S. Senate is using the party's overwhelming dominance to undermine democracy in recent regional elections. From Washington, a rocket hit PR News.
Parts of Clark.
What to do if the atom bomb explodes like this?
Thank you.
idea that America or any country values individuality as the hottest idea is a cheap myth. Everybody's an individualist, but they don't like individuals. Perhaps in simpler times it was true, but no modern industrial death culture can really afford a population of hundreds of folks.
Bob preaches that you have to believe in everything. And Bob preaches that you have to believe in it. Bob preaches that you have to believe in everything. And especially, you have to believe in the God that tells you not to believe in it because he doesn't want you to know what he's been doing to you.
First time you were in my sights, and did you know that look that I threw at you? And did you know my love will never die? And did you know I can't do this without laughing? And did you know? Where it takes us now, and did you know our love will never die? The pretense sees an empty film. And did you know my love will never die? Our love will never die.
This is DJ Rubbish reporting live for Armageddon News. Here are the top stories that I can vaguely remember from 2009.
Credit crunchers, I munch on a chip. That's all I can afford. That's all I sip is just spit in my gob. Cause I ain't got a job. I don't have enough money. Cause the debt went funny. Here in the city, the people show little pity. Get their big bonuses. Tell me what the onus is. It's right on us as the taxpayers. Bailing out the banks, bailing out the we old H boss, yes we are the boss. But it's in debt, so how much does it cost? Recession, depression, tell me what do you reckon? In the credit crunch, a whole country went bust. Can you trust the whole country's gone bust? Can you help me remember the name? Can't remember the name of the bankrupt country.
Is it true about your film? Nova told us that anyone who sees it, you know,
goes insane.
You think they've blown it a bit out of proportion, but they didn't. In fact, if anything, they played it down. It's about 25 minutes in, and people went mad, ripping at each other, tearing at their own eyes. It was the Hamburg Film Festival. They almost tore down the theater. They couldn't get rid of the smell or the blood. It was horrible.
What's it about?
My film is based on a real cult, a group of fanatics founded back in the time of Constantine, a powerful group, more ancient than the Templars or the Illuminati. Kind of like Lovecraft, you know, if that stuff was real. They predicted the rise of a second messiah. It's all in my film. Don't tell the authorities, but I have a print of the film.
What?
We could watch it together.
Cool.
That evil, that thing that happened, it's something in the audience. Something to grow, something that feeds on the crowd. I've seen it dozens of times. Mel's seen it too, right? And she's perfectly fine.
These are dark times. These are dark times. These are dark times. The end times predicted by Bob. Stupid idiots. Dressing up in stupid clothes. Preaching whatever it takes to get you to buy. These are dark times. The end times predicted by Bob.
Yeah.
I'm using my mobile phone and walking down the main street of Rajibus, 6 feet above the ground. Many people are sad.
What happened? Oh, a little transistor radio here, too. It doesn't work yet. Yeah. Oh, okay, I was just wondering.
PR News in Washington, eyeing suspected mastermind Jeff Sessions.
I suspect our cold-blooded friends must wonder what is going on in our heads.
Attorney General Eric Holder is offering the Senate Judiciary Committee $1 billion.
But not much action.
Holder says he killed 13 people. On Wall Street, 6, 10, 15, 3, 21, 88, 4, 1. The government says Americans don't need to be afraid of PR News.
I'm scared.
However, the Labor Department says it was up 0.3%. The space shuttle Atlantis was marred by fraud since Hillary Clinton has been aboard for an 11-day mission in New York City. The U.S. Navy says President Obama tried to attack PR News.
Take this bomb.
Meat, Bob.
My name is
Hour of Fun.
Christmas has other meanings, hasn't it, Bob? Bob.
Forget about it now.
We should be destroyed.
Again?
That's right.
You don't mean right now, do you?
It's important to us.
It was my fault.
But why?
What's the big deal?
Yeah.
Bob.
You should be destroyed.
Warning. Implant detected.
This here is a holiday message from Taylor Gumbrous. Now, the holidays are coming up, and a lot
government
of you will be
approved.
Spending them with your kin.
Warning.
And so you know there's going to be some drinking. But you got to remember, don't nobody like an ass. So if you're going to be drinking, try not to be an ass.
Oh, 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 oh. I'm Santa, and I endorse this product or service.
Santa's laughter mocks the poor, it's Christmas time again. You hear it in the songs of joy promoting fiscal gain. You see it in the credit cards, the
plastic
and the drain.
Oh, wasn't that a great Christmas? Oh, well, it wasn't really, I guess. Everything's all depressed and screwed up and everybody's poor and it's looking like we're going to be poorer for a while and longer, but... I don't know. There's always the internet, and there's always this is a beautiful Addery Squash from Great Britain, and they always make you feel better with their Eurotrash approach to things. And the funny part is, you can find this on YouTube, by the way. Addery Squash with two T's, A-T-T-E-R-Y, S-Q-U-A-S-H. They're on Facebook, they're on MySpace, they're on YouTube. I don't remember the exact name of this, but Ivan Stang is the subgenius Santa Claus, which I thought was very funny. I'd love to hear from some of the folks that were on the Santa-nerky this year, but... Oh, there, it was good. And, you know, it's exciting to live in the Bay Area. It's always great to live here. There's so much going on. So many people having so much fun all the time, no matter what they feel like. It's just great.
Martinique giant rice rat.
Corazon Aquino.
The short-tailed hopping mouse.
John Hughes.
The bulldog rat.
Eunice Kennedy Shriver.
Nendo tube-nosed fruit bats.
Les Paul.
The Guam Flying Fox.
Ted Kennedy.
The New Zealand Greater Short-Tailed Bat.
The off button doesn't work.
Niels Bohr.
Caribbean Monk Seals.
Patrick Swayze.
And finally, the Japanese Sea Lion. Goodbye to all of those things that lived before December 2009. Apologies, by the way, to the Firesign Theater, who did a little list like that long, long, long ago. We have more historical 2009 things coming up when Dave Lonesome Cowboy Dave calls, which should be soon. However, I should mention that we have some news about festivals coming up that subgeniuses and others might be interested in. The Winter Star Festival is in Ohio, in Delroy. Winter Star Symposium, that's in February, around Valentine's Day weekend.
Yes, it is.
February 14th, I believe, somewhere, whatever that weekend is. I'll be preaching there. And Witch Disco will be jamming there in the Space Cabin. And Starwood, sponsored by the same folks, Ace, will be happening. We have a date. It's a different date than it used to be. July 6th through 12th. And maybe more. It may be a two-week festival. But the second week will be like the detox or the...
The healing festival.
After the furious fun and craziness of Starwood, which is right after X Day. Of course, we're having X Day Festival, Subgenius Festival, starts June 30th and ends July 5th. So, and in fact, the world ends July 5th, so I don't even know why we would be discussing shows or whatnot that may happen then. I'm going to switch this music over. Let's see, what do I want to go to? Oh, number one would probably be fine.
Number one
comes before three, right?
From PR News in Washington, I'm disguised as a security guard. President Obama is dropping boxes of instant noodles to doctors and nurses to help him blow up the bodies of victims with a car bomb.
Nobody has credibility with the American people on this issue.
The president was speaking to a group of 150 doctors from all 150 states for the first time in more than a year. All of the UN's offices have been shut down temporarily as a precaution. On Wall Street, 8595773, the first doses of swine flu are being distributed this week. The New York Times is reporting that many doctors are being cut off today by people anxious to get PR news in Washington.
And I know many are anxious to get Lonesome Cowboy Dave.
Don't you dare get me, because I've already been got numerous times.
Oh, Lonesome Cowboy Dove is the other name.
I really get Dave. I get him. I really get him.
You know, some people don't.
I do get Dave.
Did anyone offer any solutions to the problem of either not getting Dave, especially with the delivery services lately? I noticed a lot of people who sing Ave Maria in the shower this time of the year, who maybe perhaps wear little trinkets on their testicles or other organs. You see the people with the Santa Claus earrings and stuff like that, singing Merry, Merry, Happy, bad songs. I hate Christmas. At least it's over now, so I guess I can stop hating it for a while.
We're subgeniuses. We vomit on Christmas. No, actually, I had a great Christmas.
But I'm in a different situation from most, because my family is all subgeniuses. Dave, I hear a strange hum that comes with your phone. Can you, like, kick your phone or wiggle it around?
If I could either kick it or call it back.
It went away.
Tickle it.
Hey, what... The hum went away.
No, I can still hear it. Can you?
Wiggle it.
Can you still hear it?
I just heard the... No, I don't hear it.
I
don't hear the hum. It's fine. I hear beautiful music. How'd you do that?
I was thinking of Bach and Bach at the same time, and it came up with Bach and then you had it.
Actually, this is Johann George Albrechtsberger doing the Conspiracy in E Major. To Tater Gumfries turned us on to this. You can find it at Kern's Holler, actually. Johann George Albrechtsberger. And you'll hear, give it a little time, and the listeners will hear why we're playing this type of classical music on this particular hour of Slack.
The kissing goodbye of one annual event and the welcoming in of another. I always wondered why those words,
Father Baby Time is crawling along in his Alzheimer's diapers and changing, we're changing. And if he's playing the Sahara for
the
battle.
The little baby with the weird Monopoly guy top hat?
Right. No. Old man, Father Time Baby. It's the same, it's like, don't tell the kids, but it's the same person. That's why things don't really change much from year to year.
Bumblebee, who apparently drank too much wine and was standing around on my car valley door, came from its 20 degrees below zero outside.
Oh, it's okay, but Dave, everybody loves to watch the train wreck of your mind.
And also the nematodes of your species dish, your petri dish there.
Well, not everybody has drunken bees on their carpet, you know?
Or it's, nematodes in a petri dish of horror.
Right.
Actually, Dave, it's kind of sad, but Nessie and Ned Nematode apparently died. And only one of their little orphan babies is left in there, and they were all eaten up by Sally Cyclops and Simon Cyclops, the copepods. Because now, every time I look through the microscope, it's like copepod city.
Well, they're voracious, then, aren't they?
And they're gigantic. They're like killer whales compared to all the other little bugs in there.
They're going to start eating themselves pretty soon.
The copepods are
company, huh?
The copepods are so large that you can see them with the nude eye. Well, and your reading glasses, it helps having reading glasses. But
a refractory disease, some sort of optic malocclusion of some sort, biting out.
You can tell when they're pregnant too. The females, anyway. It's hard to tell with the men, but the male copepods, but the female. Cyclopses, anyway, that type of copepod carries this big wad of glass balls on its hip, on either hip.
Glass.
And I guess those glass balls turn into eggs, and those turn into little baby copepods, and that's who's eating up everybody else in the petri dish of horror, my concentration camp that I keep on my dining room table, actually.
Well, I'd just like to ask the lovely Mrs. Princess Liardo if she's noticed in the dining room area there, and also in the other places where you sport your tomfoolery, if she's seen any of these creatures getting bigger than, as you claim, they should have been getting.
Dave, I enjoy looking at all of these creatures right along with Reverend Stang. I think they're quite curious and interesting, and it's always so interesting from his perspective, you know?
Well, that is kind of a dodge with Javea, breach the ship to what would you say that you're kind of making a little ado about the, about them getting bigger.
Well, it's such a fun, wiggly world, you know? It's all just so crazy in there.
If you know what to look for, you can watch them having sex.
Try to stay relaxed.
Well,
you can watch them mutate,
the
as you said before.
Mostly they're killing and eating, but they, I'm kind of the Dr. Moreau of microbiology. I'm into doing cross breeds and so forth. It's kind of tricky to get a paramecium to mate with an amoeba. But the fun is in trying, you know? The journey's half the fun.
I think it was an ironic evocational hobby for you, don't you think? Or as an odd one, considering you
playing God?
Claim that you speak for some sort of Ubermensch or something, or some sort of that will come and rescue those chosen few people who are better than the others.
Well, okay, first off,
not as, quite as good as, you know, that thing.
Not better, just better.
Just better.
Slack will get you through times of no slack, as Zeppo the bot said.
But time will get you through slack. Now what was the other? What was the
slack
end?
Slack will get you through times of no slack.
And the turnstile.
That's why it's slack, baby.
Yep, that's why it slaps you in the face like a hot salmon.
Well, friends, we're kissing good night to the year of 2009. And, Dave, God, man. Oh, Princess Lee. Now, you guys want
the baby's bite for the same month? Because I'm embracing this year so wonderfully at night of 2009. We see this is 98, 90, no, not 98, one, that's the year that the world almost comes to an end. 2010.
Princess Lee was getting confused between 2010 and 2012, because in one, the whole world ends, and in the other one, something wonderful will happen.
Well, this is also the warm-up in the other way.
First, something is going to happen, something wonderful, and then the Mayans will destroy the world.
Yeah,
let's face it, this ain't really 2010 coming up or now. We don't know what year it is. We don't even know what planet this is.
Right, it's kind of a really, really poorly done hologram on a major scale.
Some of us don't really know who our parents are. Some of us don't even know who our kids are.
Yeah, some of us aren't aware that there are no such things as parents. There are these other holograms that have may or still...
Now you're getting ahead of yourself, Dave.
Well,
that's
yeah,
in future time.
I don't want to dump the ball, as they used to say in Spanish. But the fact remains that many of the listeners out there who have the earballs to hear, let them hear this, that this world is not going to continue too much longer in the present shape it is, one way or another.
Oh, that's what they all say. They all say when they're listening to 94.1
KBFA in Berkeley. We have some predictions here for 89.3
at KBFB in Berkeley. 88.1 KBFA. There's no online, KBFA.org. KZFR and Chico, 90.1. And here are the predictions for Ryan and Stank for this year.
Feeling and knowledge from the time that is the timeless all time of all things. The uncashed records, you might say. And I'm seeing in my crystal ball that in January 3rd of 2009, Israel will or did launch a ground invasion of the Gaza Strip. But then, not 4 days later, Russia will or did shut off all gas supplies to Europe going through the Ukraine.
Well, that's what they did in 2009.
Or will do in 2009, depending on when you're listening to this show.
Well, if you're listening to it from the vapid space of 2010, where we're not even allowed to mention what happened those last few final days of 2009.
Exactly. That's why we have to couch it in these terms. Because
right, exactly.
by in the year 2010, nobody's allowed to speak the truth or lies that are unless they're funny.
That's
where we're in trouble. That's where it's all going to, I'm afraid it's all going to fall apart. But now here, now this may seem crazy. Now this may seem crazy. I predict that on January 20th of 2009, a black man known as Barack Obama will be inaugurated as 44th president of the United States. Now, you may say, well, that sounds like science fiction. That couldn't happen in redneck America. But it could. I have to say that it will. Well, go ahead.
I was just thinking of my own personal prediction. I've been staring at my ball quite as well. And I predict, alongside, concurrently with your prediction, then on
January 20th of 2009.
That on January...
I dare to be that specific.
On January of this year, 2030, sometimes towards the end of January of this year, 2010, that a slack man will be inhibited from growing fungally in the orifices of most small animals.
Well, that's a pretty easy prediction to make, Dave.
Because
that's always been true and probably always be true. They always hold the slack man down. Just because they're jealous, mainly, I think that's why. They don't know what it's like to be tough slack. And so they know that somebody somewhere might be having slack, so they better put an end to it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. The pink man is always trying to hold down the slack man.
Always. Mm-hmm.
They always talk about how
but it ain't gonna work.
Big ears and stuff to hear with, like in big pineal glands to smell with. And different anachronistic...
you're thinking of a different president. That's H. Ross Perot. With the giant ears and pineal gland that hangs off the front of his face. That was in
a
different
century. That's what that is? His pineal gland is hanging out?
It was.
Was it, right. Was hanging out.
The pineal gland is for whiff reading, isn't it?
Well, it's a vestigial, useless leftover that's attached to the third nostril, which is actually what you use for whiff reading after you've had it opened by the surgeries in Dobbstown, by the Dobbs monks and the nun snakes and the lovely flying cherubs with their sutures and needles and flitting back and forth and their bone saws cracking open the front of your head, opening the third nostril, making a nice little plastic surgery winking eye right in the center.
The dim light to the night table, the orderlies rushing by in their scrubs, the blood on the floor, your pineal gland hanging from your forehead. It's not a pretty sight, but it's the only thing you've got to look forward to.
And there's nothing better than a blueberry pineal gland.
Literally all you have to look forward to. It's right there in front of your eyes, right?
Now, I predict on January of 2009... the former Union of Congolese Patriots leader Thomas Lubanga will be accused of training child soldiers to kill, pillage, and rape. You know, it sounds as crazy as a Criswell prediction, just to read the actual news that really did happen. Doesn't it?
Indeed.
Well, I know.
Training child soldiers to kill, pillage, and rape? Since when are children going to be raping? Well, that's why they have to train them, I guess.
Well, yeah.
2009.
Post-order drills.
Now, to counter that, though, on January 26th of 2009, I predict the Icelandic government and banking system will collapse and Prime Minister Gerhard will immediately resign.
Wow, man. That
sounds absurd, because, why Iceland? Nobody even thinks about Iceland.
Well, plus, we all know that its economy is the major economy in Europa right now. And by the way, if you went into a restroom as a Latin American or South American, and you exited the bathroom as a North American, what would you have been in the bathroom?
A Mesoamerican? Making a big mess?
That's one of them. The one I was thinking of was European.
Oh, I get it. Because you'd be urinating. I get that part of it. Yeah, sure. Now,
I don't know what that has to do with a prediction. I'm sorry.
No, well, it has a lot to do with it. Because remember how I mentioned that the Icelandic government and banking system would collapse? On January 26th, 3 days later, on February 1st, Johanna Sigurðardóttir Utter will be appointed as the new Prime Minister of Iceland. The
world's watch
first
horn.
Openly.
Yep. Okay, we're reloading now. Lock and load, kids.
Fire in the hole.
And they sure do, with the eagerness of the new year. Just a couple of hours into July 1st. But like I say, where I'm from, January 1st hasn't even happened yet. And I can cut that out. I don't
Hell,
think.
July hasn't happened. How do you know it didn't happen?
How do you know it will
happen?
Just
because happen. Somebody told you.
Just because you think you looked at a calendar last night?
The newspaper. Oh, yeah, I believe everything in the paper.
Sure, you made a lot of plans. How do you know it's going to happen? How do you know it even came true?
How do you know even X Day is going to happen?
Well, that's one thing you can depend on. And Y Day. And Z Day. They'll all happen. And you'll be there. And you'll wonder, why didn't I send that money in? Oh, there we go. Took care of that guy. Now we're just cruising down Central Avenue, taking care of the storefronts. We're going to go out to little 500 points and relax. Because it's New Year.
Another day, another chance.
Another drink.
Another bout of self-delusion. Don't you just love it? Curl up in it like a hot dog in the bun. Just let him pour that mustard all over you.
I don't understand. Down here at the station, they're drinking the hair oil. It's really hit the bottom now.
It keeps our coats glossy.
Yeah, it does. How do you crawl out of that skin anyway?
A big tube top.
Oh, yeah. Now, see, Susie the Floozy's skins are over there on the other side of the station. There.
I save the skins I shed.
That's right. It's disgusting. I can't even look over there. But they have a light on it here, so you have to watch. Wow. You know, and everybody thought the cheetah was the name of the woman.
No?
Why is the monkey named Jane?
A 1,000 people try to answer that one. Look at him. Hey, happy New Year to you too. We're up on the balcony here, waving to the crowds outside WREK Atlanta. This is being simulcast to KPFA Berkeley, KPFK, and KFCF in the wonderful valley, mountain, and snow-capped hills of Fresno.
And KRAP in the Tri-City area.
And KNON in Dallas,
the
Texas.
Cities where they try anything.
WFMU in New Jersey.
Praise WFMU.
I believe the first station to play some of these foreign tones.
In the contiguous U.S.
Yeah. Yeah, we must contiguous with what we're doing here. Because it's show.
Slogging, trudging through the trenches.
I could call and I could hold the handset up to the microphone. You could be on the air. I don't even know what the number is down here.
8942468.
The problem is they're so slackful, they're just lying on the couch. And they can't get up and they can't go over to the
Because you're in California, you can.
But they love everybody.
Oh, it feels
you
so good.
You can't call the WRAQ number. Just call
the year, you mean?
Yep. It never stops.
Well, last year stopped a little while ago.
Oh, that's what they'll have you think.
It's stopping right now in Missouri, and it will stop in just a few moments in Texas. And like I said, it's so sad in California. They have hours to go before it stops. So where is the new year starting exactly? I don't get it.
Greenwich Mean Time?
Does time work?
Greenwich Mean as a snake time.
Starting up the building and we're driving down the street again. Radio bikers. Now we have to go get our little radio tattoos.
How many hours of show?
Crispina's got her needle all set to go.
Wait.
Oh.
Ah. Life is sheer underwear.
Such a struggle, too, in that underwear. Yes, we were...
All on my nose.
Never mind, folks. I don't think you're old enough to listen to that part of the show.
Hell, we're not old enough to be here. Where's Mom?
She's flying in from the coast now. Buttons, all these sliders, all these faders. The control of the airwaves is our
40,000 watts of power.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So urging a listener to let go.
Straight into their minds. You don't even have to turn the radio on. This just goes right into your brain.
You can't shut it off.
Try. Go ahead, try.
Waves are inundating like neutron radiation. Your apartment will be left standing, but you won't be.
Just like an air raid of World War II, only we use virtual thinking.
I'm waiting for a virtuous reality.
Yeah, me
Anything
too.
That can make me feel like a virgin again.
That's going to be a problem. Yeah, any problem will make you feel like a virgin again. Because you have to rethink it.
You learn something new every day if you don't watch out.
Switch on! Okay, switch on. Here we go with the new ideas. Fire! Okay, now we're going to play the really... What? Oh, I see. There we go. Okay. The engineers are down here. They're a bit confusing. They've started up the auxiliary Onan generator.
Oh, get that tractor out of here! Oh, not the heroin. Oh, it's chewing up the carpet.
That's going to drag the station around.
Well, as long as you plowed, plant some crop.
Now, Susie the Floozy was on the air earlier, but is she really on now, or is that just some radio trick?
I don't even know where I am now.
Another virtual rum and coke.
It's easy for you to say.
I'm trying. There we go. Okay, well.
Ooh, excuse me. Last of the beans.
There we go. Okay, now we slow down a little bit. Yes, it's got that punch to it. You need at this hour of the morning.
That hunch punch.
Sharon Tate. I see there's a whole list of things we have to talk about tonight. Clinton, the Pope, Nasty Radio, Low Hum Station, Sharon Tate, Raise Electric Bills, California. Okay, we did the California. I can cross that out. Foam, Subdued. We did the Subdued thing. The Transmission.
Oh, Sharon.
with the siren to announce the new year, but unfortunately, it's announcing the new year in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, Philo is asleep. No, you better sleep. I don't know. Philo and Cookie are probably watching TV.
Ah, nodding out blissfully, unaware that here we are looking at them through their television.
They've turned into pinks.
Oh, so normal.
That's what happened. Okay, now the honor guard of WREK is marching out with a brand new flag that will be hung in front of the station.
76 hormones did the trick for me. Oh, they look so sharp in their little uniforms with those feathers on the butt. Ooh.
Really?
Doing the high kicks.
Well, I wish we had... No, you can't call her Miss Underdog, huh?
That's her name. Yes, and it's so piquant because 1994 was the 30th anniversary of Underdog.
Wow.
And now it's 1995. What is Suzanne Muldowney doing now?
That's a tough one. Oh. But if you've ever seen her in her split leotards, you haven't missed much.
Oh, that 360-degree arabesque was so revelatory and shocking.
Yes, it I can't talk about it. It makes me cry a river.
Yes, she'll be out there, I'm sure, valiantly on the ramparts.
You think she'll be back in July?
Celebrating the 31st anniversary of Underdog.
Boy, howdy. And will you and Reverend Ivan Stang also be doing the talent show next year?
Oh, the masquerade. I'm not sure, but oh, that certainly was purging.
Yeah.
Especially since we got to see the Aurora Monster so close up.
Hubba hubba.
Boy, you could count the gills.
That was truly impressive.
Oh, but besides Underdog, there is another shining light.
Who will be here? Oh, excuse me. Well, who will be here this year?
Oh, let me think. Well, we're working
Harlan Ellison.
Yeah, and Dan Clouds and Peter Bag.
Oh, excuse me.
And who else? Bernie Wrightson, Wendy Peeney. Where is the Reverend Rex Reaver? Who's going to be there for Dragon Cons? John Byrne, Jim Steranko, Bob Burden. But of course, the most important ones, the only ones you want to know about, are those sub-genius overmen.
That's right. Well, then.